to be held at 140 Westbourne Terrace on February the 19th.
1954.
Sitters Rose Creed, Leslie Robinson, medium Leslie.
Good evening, my friends.
Good evening.
I don't think I will be able to speak very well tonight, but I shall do the best I can under the circumstances, you know.
Yes, we can hear you all right.
But it is, you do not recognize me. It is possible. The conditions are not quite so good.
Have you been before to us?
That is due to the atmosphere, I think, more than anything else. Madame, you don't know me.
Frederick?
I thought it would be possible that you would not know, but I find it a little more difficult. But I just wanted you to know I was here.
Yes, I'm so glad you've come. You know, it's so very kind of you to come.
But it is a great pleasure. After all, you know, I do not only come to you. I go to many people.
Yes, I know.
Although you are the only person who realizes that I come. The others are blind and they are deaf to my presence. But I try to help them with their music. I like to feel that I can serve and to help. And there are a few young musicians that I have a very great interest in, that I am helping to train from this side.
But you
know, it is rather disappointing that they are not conscious of my presence. But nevertheless, I try to help them as best I can. I help you occasionally, you know, but I'm afraid you have not been able to do very much just
now. No, I haven't, but as soon as my...
As soon as your room it is made pleasant, then you will recommence your practice.
Yes.
Well,
I promise you, I'm going to do it.
I hope you will.
Yes,
I think
you
will have cause to practice more in the coming months, apart from the desire in your heart to do it.
I've had cause to practice more.
Now, perhaps I speak in a riddle.
Yes, what if I...
Well,
yes.
I think you find you throw much more yourself into your music in the coming months.
I will.
To get away from things, perhaps, but it is good.
Oh, I see.
But you will be helped.
All right. Well, that is good to know.
Music soothes the savage breast.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
I do. I've often sat down when I've been in all kinds of moods, and it's helped me a lot.
Well, I think you can say that this is the beginning of the end, you know, of your travail.
You think so?
Oui.
Oh, Frederick, I hope
I so. Don't like to make prophecy.
No.
I don't profess to be a prophet.
No.
But I feel I can say this, that you are... to be tasted just a little longer, and that is all.
Yes.
And then you'll be happy, much happier.
Yes.
Be patient, my friend.
Yes, I will.
All is well. Remember, all is in the hand of God.
Yes.
Sometimes perhaps there does not seem much of a solace, especially when one has had a very difficult life and been very tried. And there are times when perhaps one moves hard and one who's faith in God.
Yes.
But I think in yourself, deep down, you've always had faith, you've always had trust.
I have.
Everything was for a purpose, though you did not always see it, and perhaps even now sometimes don't see quite some of the reasons. But everything has a purpose. And above all, I want you to know that the closing years of your life will be the most blessed for you, for you have earned them. And you will have them. It is a promise we give to you, and we not fail in that promise, my friend. Just be patient. Have faith. All is well. We have your welfare always at heart. And, well, you will see.
All right.
I must go, you know.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you very, very
good
much.
Night.
for talking to me as you have done.